Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're having another show with Divine Healings. And these healings are samples that will allow you to experience how quick and how fast the light ship can work for you. Remember, they created you, so they're here to help you in the ascension process if you choose to want to partake in that particular energy of cleaning out your body so you can have a much better life now and also be able to have your body do the transformation for ascension. And this is why they're here, mainly is to help the earth spirit in its ascension process, and secondly, it's for people who wish to go with the earth spirit to where it's going to be residing after the universal shift. So this is a wonderful thing for everybody to get on board, if you wish, to be able to do the ascension. And this is what this show is about. And mainly is to get you into your body with your spirit, to clean out the densities, to get rid of entities out of you, so you're able to live a much more joyous, happy life. So we're going to first do some entity clearing. And what I will say, if you wish, scroll down about a third or so on your scroll bar, and we've taken some different information from the last few shows here. And you can see some pictures up, and these all are active, and they do work. And we bring in different energies for you to partake in. So this is wonderful. So just don't put that up today, I believe. So just check these out here and have fun. I would do it after the show, naturally, because you don't want to miss the show. But they're there on bbsradio.com. So here we go. We're going to do some entity releasing here. And naturally, these are what prevents us from being more clear in our body with our spirit, because the entities talk to us and have us do strange things that we may not wish to do. So here we go. I'm going to be taking them out of you now. And we do this on almost all the shows. And I want you also to tune in and bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So if you're brand new to the program, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see the beautiful light beam there. And we're going to activate her, too, as I'm clearing away entities out of you. And you're going to see she looks very, very, very sweet tonight. And you can almost see her cheeks kind of changing as she's smiling at you. I get this a lot from people. Sometimes they feel a lot of joy coming from her. They feel her love energy, her happiness. You can look at her eyes. And it's pure divinity looking back at you. This is the way we would look normally as far as our frequency if we had no densities. So here we go. We're energizing her photograph now, and we're also taking away entities. So again, you may want to concentrate on your body somewhere where you might have an ache or pain, and ask your spirit to help you get these things out of you. Remember, it has to be involved too. And here we go. We're working with our feet, knees, going up to our waist now, and working with our internal body cavity, our body organs, moving up now to our shoulders, and arms, hands. There we go. Feeling good. Going up now, neck and head. I'll just say hi to the few people on the fast chat. We got Dulce and Mila and Mike and Butterfly. So, and Annika's on. Annika's going to be our sponsored co-host tonight. So she'll be on here coming forth with different questions, I'm sure. Hopefully I won't get surprised too much having to answer questions, but we'll see what comes up here. And also, if you have any yourself to type in, just by all means type in some questions for the light ship, too. And here we go. This show is very, very live. And we're going to bring in more of your spirit hit now, so just sit back, relax. You may feel the energy come into your body with your spirit energy. And it will normally come in through your crown chakra, maybe through your heart. It could walk into you, straight in front of you. Everybody has their own way of coming into the body. And it's up to the way your spirit wishes to do this. I don't necessarily indicate a way. But it'll be your divine love, which is you, your spirit coming back to you in wholeness. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll do a chakra alignment now. Here we go, moving the chakras around so they're positioned properly inside of your body. So heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye, and power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Great. Do an opening now if you wish. So we're going to go twice body width. We'll do a little surprise for everybody here. Normally I just do body width. So you're going to have a lot more energy with you right now. So we're going to go double your body width size here. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. And power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. And just double check everything. First chakra open, second open, third open, fourth open, fifth open, sixth open. There we go. So just sit back and relax here. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. This connects your awakening consciousness, your ego self, your lower self. There's all different names for it. And mainly it's the thoughts inside of your head that's causing you discomfort, trauma, giving you words, having yourself, continuously go on that emotional roller coaster ride, typically with words and thoughts. So we're going to drop that down to your heart so you can become peaceful. Here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, where the thoughts come, where you hear it between your ears. And I'm going to drop you down now to your heart center. Dropping down, so think of an elevator going from the 10th floor down to the 1st. And this you should do yourself daily. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just stay there and put some music on and enjoy. Thank you. Okay, everyone. So, like I said, if you're new to the program, scroll down about a third of the way on your scroll bar, and we have a lot of the sample healings there from a few of the shows. So it's put together. You can listen to them later on after the show, and the healings will work on them. So we're going to bring forth our sponsor tonight, Annika. She wanted to come on again. So, Annika, are you out there somewhere?
Hi there. Here I am.
Hey, you sound a little weak to me, maybe. Maybe Doc can turn it up slightly.
I'm
or just to my feet here, so I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're a little better, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's lots of comments from all the people on the fast chat about Marianne sponsoring the show and how great she was at following the fast chat, and I'm going to be doing as much as I can of that, you know. So if you want specific requests or questions there, you can just put them on the fast chat, and I will do my best. I wanted to bring one thing up first. I had just wanted to say about sponsoring a show and how great it is, and maybe there are some people, Ron, that want to be anonymous and they don't want to even come on the radio show. Could they still sponsor a show and maybe send you questions that they specifically want to be addressed for that show?
Oh, yes, that would work fine. Yeah, just send me an email with maybe a half a dozen questions or so, and then also some healings that you may want to have on the show, and we can do that, and just leave your name off and just say this is from a wonderful listener, you know, something like that, and we don't have to know your name or give it out to anybody. So that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
That would work great.
Yeah. One thing that I've noticed a lot before I get to some of the questions there is about how the work that you do, the Creation Lightship, doesn't require any therapy, really, for us to go back and relive anything. And I wanted to kind of ask, could it even be possibly bad to rehash some of the old things that we've gone through too much, you know?
Yeah, I would say very possibly. The lightship, when the healing is done with you, they don't have to know anything about you. I don't need to know your history, what you were involved with. The energy just gets released from you. So the lightship just sees, you know, physical events, and they're not in judgment because they never judge any of their creations. But they take out the trauma, so you still have the event, and you can look upon it without the emotional sadness, anger, fear, whatever, you know, you're dealing with, anxieties over the situation. That's eliminated, like on the emotional healings, and they're all very much the same. Remember, we have some way, you know, in our mind to understand how these things work, but we don't really fully comprehend because we're so used to having rehashing something or going to therapy. So with the light shift, there's no working things out. The working things out is only earth-based stuff here. Once the healing is done, once I drop my pencil working with you, the healing is over 100% complete. Your body might take maybe a couple of days, maybe even a week to process. That's about all that it's going to take because your body is going to go through its healing where the block energies were. And normally, you know, some people the next day feel wonderful. They're ready to go, and they have a brand new life ahead of them. So if you happen to have a really ingrained pattern in you that you have to have work done to you and that you have to go through a process, you may actually, you know, bring that up in yourself and think that you have to go through a 6 months or a year process for a healing, which is not the case. But the healing is done and instantly, and most people, I can say within a day or two, or even just after the healing, they feel all the traumas out of them, and they're ready to go on with their life. But some people do get sluggish because naturally where you have block energy, everything rushes in to get healing there. So you will feel sometimes a little tired during the process. But, yeah, no, nothing that you have to do. Now, the other part of the coin is, what if you start talking about your situation over again? Maybe you go out to eat with people the next day or the next week, and they're used to seeing your pattern. And you're seeing them because of the pattern of whatever that would be. And they start bringing up this stuff over and over again to you. Well, if your mind can possibly go back in and re-manifest it in you, this is where it's up to you to make the choice. The light ship is not going to tell you what you definitely have to do with your life. They just cleared you. But if you wish to go and regurgitate, talk about and bring up old tapes, old stuff, which normally is very, very distant to you, which is hard to find, but, you know, everybody can do that. That's your free choice. So, yes, if you want to keep talking about a situation that happened to you in the past, yes, then you're going to be restoring that blueprint of all those past experiences, which is, to me, kind of ridiculous. But I don't think most people listening who have had clearings are doing that. But, yes, it is possible to bring forth those energies. This is why typically what happens is after a clearing, you are changed. And in the changing process, you have to reinvent your life over again. So if you do hang out with the same people in the same rut as you, and they keep bringing forth all their stuff, you know, they can bring the energy up to you and have it attached to you like cordings, and it's very possible that you could actually lose your healing from your free choice. So normally that's not the case, but it can happen. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
I noticed it's almost easier sometimes to let certain people go for a while, because I've had that experience myself, that I've cleared things through you and through Creation Light Chip, and then people still have me kind of pinpointed or want to talk about astrology, and I've said, well, I've cleared that. I'm not interested really in that anymore. So would you say sometimes you might even have to let go of people that have been from your past?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
In fact, what I find a lot of times with married couples, normally the woman will work with me, and then she'll say, gee, you know, I do love my husband, but I just can't stand being with him right now because of the situation that he's in, having so much baggage. Mine's cleared out now. And, you know, naturally we got married because our baggage resonated with each other, you know, and this is why I'm with this person, but now when mine's gone, what do I do next? So they'll normally have their husband cleared, and then they're both on the same page. And then those past traumas that you initially came together with to heal is actually healed. So, yes, if you don't work with your friends typically, and if they don't have clearings, then typically you are going to walk away because you don't live there any longer. And this is why it's so important to have your loved one, your mate, have the same clearing that you've had, at least the emotional one for sure, because that way they're on the same page and they're going to not think that you're really strange because they're going to be talking about old situations and you're not even going to be there and say, I don't want to listen to it anymore. Then they'll feel insulted because it used to be habit with them talking to you, and you used to get into the same, you know, agenda. So it's always best to have someone really close to you have the clearing. And, you know, with friends, you know, you may not want to have their clearings done naturally, and you can tell them about it, but from there you're probably just going to walk on and say, I'm sorry, I don't want to live with this energy any longer because I got rid of it. You know, before I could enjoy it, and I got energy out of here, and you talk about it, and we were all crying together, but I'm healed. I took the 12-step program, you know. They never say that you're healed. You're always in the situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with this clearing, you're automatically in the 13th step. You're out of it. Been there, done that, and you can move on with your life. This is the freedom that the light ship has given you from traumas. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so Mike was commenting on how family members might react to you if you've been emotionally cleared, and I've seen that myself, that it's kind of typical that even family members will look at you a little bit differently, and, you know, but you might just want to have them cleared too if they're close to you.
Yes, that's true, and this is why people see the benefit of it, and I have a lot of women who actually want their children cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they know what they've been through after they get out of the situation and can have, you know, clearer sight and they can see the trauma that their children have gone through, and they want to get them cleared so they don't have to keep re-experiencing the negative traumas and the pain of living here.
Well, you know how much it helped me with my kids, so I'm a walking example. I couldn't keep my child in school last year. I had to have her home. I had to do homeschooling. She wouldn't really be able to be around other people. And that was right before we did work with you. And now she's winning awards for not only good behavior, but for other things. She couldn't even do her ABCs. And she was almost seven. She couldn't do up till D. And then after having the clearings that we did with you, she learned to read and write in 3 months.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, it's a big, big change. So, yeah, I'm forever grateful.
Oh, that's great. And what I can mention, too, that I remember from Annika, I think one of her children had a problem going to sleep at night for whatever reason. So I think Annika just maybe put the computer on sometimes during the shows in the room, and also I think she copied the her bottle light beam picture and also put that energized in the room, and I think your daughter could sleep well. Is that correct, Annika?
Yeah, that's right. She actually used to ask for it. She was asking for the show to be on so that she could sleep. And then after a while, she didn't need that anymore, and I had a few of the pictures activated from you. And she's still drawn to the show, but she doesn't, it's not a need for her. She's much more relaxed.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. So I'm going to see if I can do some of the questions I saw Dulce was asking when Jesus, she's asking, or he, if you were in Jesus' body when he said, I will come back, and if that was what he was referring to, is that you're coming back, or you're here.
Boy, I'd have to think on that one. When I write the story of his life, as far as his healings, I'll bring that out. Right now, I'm not 100% sure how to state that. I do know that I came back in this lifetime, you know, for the compassion of the earth people here, because I just saw such horrific things happening here, and I knew that I had to come back to do healing. So this is why I came back. So that's about all that I can really answer on that, because my mission last time was shut down too prematurely. So I kind of had that sadness in me, so I had to come back to help people. So that's why I came back in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also had a wish for sexual organs healing and from past sexual traumas.
Okay.
Sample.
Let's see what we can do on that one. That probably would actually be under the category of a whole life clearing, but let's, boy, that's a rough one. I did this on one of the shows where we got the chakras realigned, but we're looking at organs here. Okay, let's do a five-day clearing here, and I don't know if this will help or not. It will definitely help. I shouldn't say that. It will help, but it may not go back far enough. It feels like the situation is kind of ongoing over years, but here we go. So we'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and this will be a sexual organ clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. And that should help somewhat there. I'm going to do a sample clearing. Boy, let me think here how to do this one. I don't normally go into this arena here because it can get kind of scary for people. I'm going to do a sexual healing for people who have been abducted and you've been messed with by the extraterrestrials for maybe eggs and sperm. So I'm going to go back the last year here, and I can't guarantee it's going to be 100% cleared, but what I will say, it will help you. If you feel any energetic changes in your body, then you should probably contact me and have your whole life cleared, because I do abduction clearings. But this one here is kind of more focused to sexual energies here. So here we go. 12 months ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 11 months ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 10 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 9 months, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 8 months, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 7 months, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Oh man, I'm yawning again. Somebody's had something here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Damn. 6 months ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 month ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and this month. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So, I'll just put some music on here to kind of clear the energy away here. It's a pretty negative clearing. So here we go. And just sit back and relax. Allow the light being on your screen. If you don't have her up, bring her up right now and have her give you some love energy. What happens during these healing sessions, whenever the light ship deals with the darkness energies, in case you're just curious, they will go after and find out who abducted you, and then from there they will terminate these energies, whether it be the beings on, say, a UFO or wherever they are, and then they'll continuously go back to the origin of this problem. So each time we do these specialized healings for and of the dark side, there was a lot of work that went on behind the scenes to eliminate this invasion of free will here and free choice. So this is what they actually do. So we'll go just one step further here. If anybody out there has, say, a shapeshifter in them, a dark side being, or if there's any listening to this program, since we kind of like stirred up the hornet's nest here, we'll say we're going to have them go into the light if they choose to. A lot of times these beings come around because they do know about the light as what's being transmitted by the light being here, and they need to have permission to come into the light, and they could be even afraid to come into it because they're afraid they'd be terminated. So this is your chance to actually walk into the light and have a spirit come into their physical life form. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and this is your chance to have a spirit in their body, of their particular life form that they are, and to come into the light. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Annika, for any questions or healings that you'd like to ask about.
Okay, so that was just amazing. I really felt that, and there was a lot of comments of people feeling a lot from that. And it's heavy. It's a very heavy subject, which was mentioned by Chris, too. And one lady had feelings in her ovaries. And it's quite amazing how that can be felt so deeply. And it's very, very sad that the situation is like that here. And Mila was saying, is there any possibility that we could be disconnected from all people? Like, except for, obviously, we know that staying in our heart and being heart-centered would help. But we're still being subject to what other people are thinking and doing, you know, or praying for us or that sort of thing. Is there anything else that you would say, or is it just keep on getting more cleared and staying in a heart center? But it maybe, I don't know if there's another way.
Boy, that's a rough one. Because a lot of people are in situations that they can't get out of physically, probably mainly because of money. You know, if we didn't have money here and everything was free, then you could possibly walk out of a situation, but because of maybe finances, you know, you have to be with somebody or some people, you know, to live on this earth plane. I'd say about all you could probably do is just, you know, keep staying in your heart, and at least you could become peaceful in the chaos around you. The next thing would be to have those people cleared probably of their emotional trauma so that they'd be able to be a lot more loving to you. This is what I would probably suggest having done, is have your maybe your household or your friends or whoever you're living with cleared, so that they don't have to physically be told, or you don't even have to explain to them about the healing. The light shift will do it regardless of who they are, because the spirit is there to heal the body. So I don't need to have anybody's personal consent, because your spirit is always saying yes, and it works through your spirit, because your spirit is here to help heal the body. So that's the main thing, is just to do that. And by having people around you cleared, then their whole life changes within a couple of days. For absentee clearings, it normally takes 2 to 3 days for them to gently have these energies released, so they can actually live on and move in a better life, just like yourself would be. So this is what I would suggest doing, is having, you know, the people around you that you're living with, if you're in close proximity, have them cleared. And do that so that they're able to at least be on the same page as you. And I do a lot of people also who, like, they call me up and say, man, that my coworker is just awful to work with, and I have all this trauma. So they'll, you know, pay for the coworker to be cleared, and all of a sudden life gets better for them at work. So you have to kind of look at what's happening to you. And, you know, if you have somebody that you're dealing with, maybe, you know, in the workplace 8 hours a day, it might be well worth having them cleared to give you peace in your life, you know, because that's a lot of time that you're involved. You know, that's a 40-hour time span, and, you know, that's a lot of your life dealing with negative traumas. So that's what I would suggest doing, is have a light chip clearing on their emotions.
Yeah.
To make your life better. So back to you, Sylvia. I mean, excuse me, Annika.
Wouldn't that be nice? If she was on too, but anyway, it's great to be here. I just wanted to comment briefly on sponsoring again, that it doesn't have to really be one way or the other, does it, Ron? You can be on and bringing up your own questions, or you can bring up other people's questions, or you can be anonymous and write questions to you. It doesn't really matter, I'm guessing. And
anyway works fine. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, there was some comments from Nancy about a great suggestion to do the 4-hour call twice a month, and this is in a sense what you have right now with January 3rd coming up.
Yes, so in January we have a special session. It's a $20 donation. If you want to give more, you can. And what this call is for people who want to actually sense, as a light shift will bring in a sampling of each month's energy. So you're going to have 12 separate energies coming, which will be here next year. So you're able to actually feel and sense the energy of January and February, March, all the way through December. And you're able then to more fully understand the universal shift, and also what you may want to manifest in your life, because you're able to see a preview of these energies. Now, these energies are manifestation energies. Because remember, all of creation is manifestation. So you're able to get a glimpse on a manifestation, and you're able to then input what you choose to manifest in your life, maybe for the whole year or actually each month. This is what people have done in the last 2 years. So this is actually our third annual one, and this is by popular request from people, because they want to do it over again because they loved it so much. And this is coming on January 3rd. So we just did the 4-hour one last week. We have them once a month, and we'll have another 4-hour the third Saturday of January also. So you're getting extra time in if you wish to do this here, and the 4-hour calls are just phenomenal. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I was on it actually last year and thought it was great, so I'm looking forward to doing it again. Okay, so I don't know, do you want to bring in an energy of, I know a while ago you brought in Princess Diana, and it was so amazing how she wanted to amp up the energy, and that was when someone was sponsoring.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy of Princess Diana. Now, this energy, we know her as Princess Diana here, so we're going to bring in her true divine energy. And she was here working in this lifetime for humanitarian reasons, to awaken people to probably their own internal compassion, okay? And from the light shift, this is what she was doing, and we're bringing her pure divine essence energy right now. So if you like, bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, and here she comes. So we'll increase it here, so stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, she's doing a sample here now and just see how the energy is. And if they came in here full force, with all of their energy, it would probably blow people away. So they sample and just see how people are responding to it, because they don't want to overamp anybody. Okay, she's going to bring some more of her energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and enjoy this healing energies here. You might feel your heart opening up more. These are all heart-based healings. Comes more, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Yes, that was just amazing. I saw Butterfly was commenting on that too. She's really amazing, and I think maybe even more so because we actually knew her, or we knew of her, and she was here with us in this incarnation even. So
yes,
it's very special to have her. So we wanted some more prosperity empowerment, and this was one of the requests I saw here. I don't know if you can do a sample of the seven generation poverty clearing.
That's very, very hard to do because there's so much involved with that.
Yeah.
I just can't work with that energy in a simple way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very hard. What I can say, what's coming to mind, which I normally bring on some of the shows here, is a phrase. I like the phrase from the song from Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick. And it starts off with, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. You might remember hearing that song a long time ago if you're old enough.
Yeah.
And then for all of you at the end, the very last phrase of the song was, and you may all resonate to this, it says, and a wise man, and I'll just say, and wise woman, doesn't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Well, I'm sure everybody listening understands that perfectly now, as you understand your own divinity and everything else around you, how you want to live in love energy. And then I like the also slogan on the one of the phrases on the Van Halen song, which is Love Walks In Us, on the website. And the very last part of the song is, which hopefully we can come into before ascension here, so we can actually experience the love energy here that the planet intended us to have. And it says, when silence speaks as loud as war, and Earth returns to what it was before, love comes walking in. So this is what I would like to have happen here before the ascension time, so that we can all live in peace and harmony and enjoy the beautiful energy of the Earth Spirit that it really intended us to have here before the ET mind energies got in control of everything here and separated us from our true selves. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, well, there are some very positive things that obviously is happening, and I'm so grateful when I hear things like what just happened, that some of the dark beings want to go to the light.
Yes, it's very good.
Yeah, it's good to think about all that positive going on, and that we're here and we have you here and we can do a lot of this. So I have, a lot of animals coming up as requests. Which
okay, we got just a little bit of time left. So yeah, sure, what would you like to have come in?
We had Mike ask for white buffalo energy. I also
okay.
saw somebody ask for polar bear, walrus, unicorn, and panda.
Boy, okay, well, let's bring in the white buffalo first, so we'll see how much time we have here.
Okay.
And again, if you just tuned in recently to the show, scroll down about a third on the scroll bar, and you're going to see some of the healings from this show that we had on here. And there's a picture with it, and just click on it, and you're going to feel different divine energies coming through. I believe they're also posted on maybe like MySpace and also YouTube, but it's on the BBS site here. So here we go. Here comes the white buffalo energy coming in from the light. So this is the pure source energy, spirit energy of the white buffalo. So here it comes. Coming in, I'll count to 10, and you can watch the light being on your screen as the energy comes through this here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So again, just sit back and relax for a minute or so here and experience this wonderful heart-based energy. Thank you. one other energy there, Annika?
Okay, polar bear.
Okay, here comes the polar bear energy. So, again, put the light beam on your screen. It should be there already. So, here comes the polar bear energy. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So, sit back and relax, and you should feel this energy here. We'll be getting off the show shortly here. We'll have this one energy come in first here. I'll just talk when it's on here. Our next show will be coming up on Wednesday. We have four shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And the archives are active for healings. And again, just scroll down on your page here if you wish to have some sample healings that we did on BBS Radio here. And also, what's new on the website now is the water charging page. So go to the navigation link on the left side. It'll say Divine Water Activation. There's a drop-down box on it, and you can see what's listed there, many, many types of waters. And just have a great time doing that. They're between $1 and $2, depending on how much water you wish to have. And you have light-coated water to help you out. So I guess we'll be signing off here now because it's getting that time. Time goes by really quick on the show. So I want to thank Annika for coming on board. So do you have any final closing statements, Annika?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. This is a really, really great thing. I'm very grateful for being here. Thank you.
Yes, and what I will say, when you're a sponsor, you are working with Lightship Energy all around you, so you may actually even feel it. I'm sure Annika feels it herself.
Well, you know, I was in bed all day yesterday. I really feel it today.
Because the your voice, everybody's voice who talks is actually energized with Lightship frequencies to help people understand and to feel the actual vibrations come through them. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and check out the website. And we do one-hour conference calls if you're interested, Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 PST. You go to the Lightship for 1 hour of time. It's $20. And just blessings to all of you. So good night, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night.